Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. Back to Brad and Bennett on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bobby Marks is a front office insider, the NBA insider from ESPN. He's on Twitter at BobbyMarks42, and he's a very busy man between his trade meters, Eastern Conference Trade Guide, Western Conference Trade Guide, and today launched a new Low Post podcast with Zach Lowe that you can hear. It's on his timeline at BobbyMarks42 and, of course, through ESPN.com. Bobby, right in the middle of it now. How's things going for you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well. We were doing really good up until about three games ago, until Shannon Sharp threw his ass in the middle of the court, and then all hell broke loose. I hope he's not the straw that broke the camel's back, but it's been three games now. Just a sort of a weird time for the Grizzlies. I'll just start with that. You know, we have Ja not play last night. They lose to the Kings, which isn't a surprise. Kings are a good team. They had just killed us in the three-point arc there at the beginning of the game with a record-tying first quarter. That's a good Kings team, but where do you think the Grizzlies are right now? They're right there at the top in second place ahead of the Kings, but your assessment of the Grizzlies so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think there is some separation between where more Memphis and Denver is and everyone else in the Western Conference. I guess you can make an argument that Golden State will always be a threat based off what they did last year. I'm not ready to hit the panic alarm. I think, you know, the three games were just, They're all three were different. You know, I think I'm probably a little more disappointed in how the Laker game ended. Yeah. Because you had the game, right?
I mean, like, yeah.
Phoenix, the start is a concern. And then, yeah, you go into Sacramento and get, you know, your doors blown off a little bit by a good Kings team here that, without Ja here. So, but you had one, I think, 11 in a row before that here. So I think the overall, I think where you are, I think you're happy with. I think it's going to lead the question with, you know, the deadline looming on February 9th. Are you content as far as what you have? You know, we've talked about it at length that, you know, the Grizzlies are not known to trade first round picks. Mm-hmm. You know, they love the draft. 11 out of the 15 players on this roster are draft picks. You know, is the big addition going to be Danny Green, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's going to be the big question here. So I think it'll be interesting as far as what they do. But, yeah, I'm not – yeah, everyone goes through these little bit of I guess I don't say lulls, yeah. But we'll see how they rebound, right? I think their next – who's their next game? Is it Golden
Warriors
State?
Warriors tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. That's going to be a great test. You know, I mean, this Golden State team is – pretty vulnerable. They've lost a bunch of games. I know they played them on Christmas, but they've lost a bunch of games to Brooklyn and Orlando and Detroit here. But I'm sure this Golden State team will be up for this game.
Yeah. I read, you know, the sort of the trade index. You gave the Grizzlies a 4, and then I listened to the portion of the Low podcast today where on the Low Post podcast, which you can hear at ESPN.com and on your feed there. Just kind of talking about the Grizzlies' strategy, because they've been – pretty pragmatic to this point, I guess you could call it, whether it's using Melton and flipping them, flipping for picks, never trading their first-round picks. And now you sit there with the Danny Green contract, which everybody's got their eyeballs on, because it's been really strange, you know, when you look at it, Bobby, because, like, he's been on the local TV broadcast, not being a local. He's doing everything but be Ja Morant in terms of a local celebrity. It's kind of odd, actually. Like, he is playing this like he's going to be on the court. Now, he's not stupid. He knows what's going on. My point is, in what I would predict, and I'll ask you, is that they flip him. Now, the way they talk, they're like, yeah, he's playing 5-on-5, and like they could very well just say he's going to be our next little piece, and we're willing to ride with what we got. You know, I'll ask you, what do you think they'll do?
Yeah, I mean, I think the value is if you flip him, can you bring back a guy that has another year left on his contract? You know, they're not a team that goes into usually in the off season with flexibility here. You just signed Brandon to extension. You know, Steven was extended. You're going to have to figure out what to do with, Desmond Bain.
Yeah, Brooks.
And Dylan Brooks. You know, that's going to be, the big question as far as, the cost associated with that. I mean, we talked about with Zach and I, you know, the good thing with Jarrett's contract, it descends.
Yeah.
And it goes, goes lower. That's a good value here. But yeah, I mean, I think for Memphis and for Zach Kleiman, they have to figure out is kind of what is the value of Danny more in a trade or what he can give you on the court. Because the Danny Green before the injury, yeah, I mean, it gives you a guy who can come off your bench, has won 3 championships, career, 38% shooter in the playoffs. So that's the big question because I call that the sweet spot contract, right? I mean, when a guy's making in that $10 to $12 million range, you can get a $15 million guy back.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense to have a guy like that in a contract like that to try to flip. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. Bobby Marks is with us on 92.9 FM ESPN. He's the ESPN NBA front office insider, does a terrific job. Follow him on Twitter, at BobbyMarks42. And then just in terms of the five that they're riding with as their starting lineup, except when they're doing load management, you get Ja, Bane, Jackson. We talked about some of their contracts. The interesting one to me has been Dylan Brooks and the remake of what I think the fans' perception is of Dylan Brooks because, you see that moment at the end of the playoffs without Ja where they're really dependent on him to score and try to figure that out without Adams. And then this year, when they have all five of them together on the floor, it's really clear that he's the new incarnation of sort of the Tony Allen role on this team, maybe a better scorer than Tony Allen, but in terms of the money, I'm at the point where I think he's worth a lot of money, and that's going to be the challenge for the Grizzlies,
Yeah, I mean, that's the big thing. He's on the last year of this extension that he signed a few years back. Now, it feels like with Memphis, there's a salary structure on how they pay the players.
Yes.
Right?
It's tiered.
It's tiered. I like to look at it, percentage of the cap, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of, they knew what Ja's a no-brainer, but then you knew what Jaren was, and then you look, even with Tyus this past summer, hey, we're going to pay Tyus as the top backup point guard.
Yeah, Clark
here,
is in that category, too.
Money.
Yeah, Clark's there, and then you got to pay Bane soon, too, yeah.
And Desmond's going to cost,
money.
You look at what Tyler got, Hero, and Jordan Poole, and those guys, so, 25, 26 million. The good thing with them is that the back end of the roster is filled with all these former first and second round picks. So you're not going to be, extremely top heavy. So, what's the number for Dylan? Is it 18?
That's
right?
It.
I mean,
yep.
Is it 18, 19 million dollars in that range?
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably what you're looking at.
Yeah. Yeah. We're talking to Bobby Marks here. Let me flip around the league because we got a chance to see that Kings team last night that's in third place. There are two teams, I think, below us and Denver that fans are looking at here in Memphis, Bobby, and those are obviously the Kings because of their young stars. You kind of see the banged-up Suns now, and then you look at the Warriors, and everybody's talking about the Warriors. It's like a bomb there at the bottom, sort of in that 7-8 range, just waiting to explode. And I'm scared of them, too. I don't care what they're throwing out there on the floor, and we'll get a chance to see it tomorrow night. We saw it on Christmas, and fans were really dejected coming off of that Christmas thing because I think we had such high expectations. Can the Warriors just sort of sleep around and load manage their way and, hang around? Because it seems like that's what they're doing. Be a 7 or 8. Get in and then kick ass,
I think it's a little bit more of a challenge this year for how the Western Conference is structured. I mean, you look at the standings and you go from 5 to 13, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there is not much separate. I mean, you lose 2 games and you go from 5 to 8 in a day or two here. And I think the thing with Golden State is that, we saw them in Boston and certainly the inability to close out the game, but we saw them against Memphis on Christmas Day. But there's been a pattern here. The Brooklyn game the other night where you're up 13 with 7 minutes left, that's probably the concern. And eventually what happens is time's going to run out, Like, mm-hmm. you're going to look up at the standings, and you're going to be on the road playing in the 9-10 game.
Yep.
Because I think the Lakers will be there, down the stretch. We'll see what happens with, the teams in Minnesota. I don't know what happened with Portland here, but they're always going to be, as long as Curry and Thompson and Green and Wiggins are on the court, they'll always be a threat. But the big thing is this roster is a little bit different than they were a year ago with some of the veterans off their bench. There's no Gary Payton there. Otto Porter's not there here. You're relying more on
DiVincenzo is kind of a big piece now for you.
Yeah, but on the other end, I wouldn't want to play him in a 2-7.
No.
I wouldn't want to play him in a 1-8, right?
No. So
that's a little bit of concern. Like Sacramento's a fun team. The turnaround is great. I think it's great for the league here. But at the end of the day, some of those guys, De'Aaron Fox never been in a 7-game series.
Yeah.
Sabonis has with Indiana. Keegan Murray hasn't. Harrison Barnes certainly with his time in Golden State. So it's a little bit of more of a new experience for them. And I would take them in a series, but I'd be concerned about playing the Clippers in a series. So it's just like in Phoenix, same with them.
Yep.
So it's going to be interesting as far as, I'd love to go to the theory where, it would make the regular season more interesting. It's like, pick your opponent. You get the number one seed, pick your opponent.
Yeah.
I think it would make things a lot interesting.
Yeah, the Warriors are one that now, that's a true, I think whoever the Warriors play is a rivalry at this point, but the Grizzlies fans, it's like fire and ice when you see those two franchises, especially the way that series went last year. I think Memphis would love a chance to get back at Golden State at this point. I mean, I haven't watched a lot of Golden State. I did watch the Celtics game about a week ago, and it felt like they gave it their best effort, and they ended up losing that game. It was on national TV, I think, on Sunday, and they had all their dudes out there, and they ended up losing the game, to your point. They may not be able to get over the hump if they wait that long to try to get everybody healthy and play. Bobby Marks is with us, at Bobby Marks 42 on Twitter, the ESPN NBA front office insider. One final thing here, kind of looking around the league. In the East, we saw the Cavs here last week before they went on the road trip. It was the best game of that 11-game stretch where they were kept blowing out teams and winning, and they finally got a close game against the Cavs. Cavs are really good, and J.B. Bickerstaff, it's like, I don't know if he's coach of the year, but finally seeing him up close and personal, like the Cavs outside of the Bucks and the Celtics, are they like the third team in that side of it?
I think the big thing for them is they have to be healthy. Right.
Yep.
I think Mitchell has to stay healthy. He's had a lot of whether it be a hamstring or a groin, a knee. He's got to be on the court for them to have a chance to get out of a first round series here. But you look at, with him and Garland, and then you've got Mobley and Allen. I mean, Mobley went for 38 the other night. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to be intrigued if they can do something at the deadline. I know they're limited with their first round picks because of the Utah trade here. You've got, with LeVert, Kevin Love, guys like that. That's another team, a team that lost in the play-in last year, right? It's a new experience for them, right? It's a new experience for Darius Garland. It's a new experience for Evan Mobley. I mean, seven first-round series, it's such a roller coaster of everything that goes on. So I think the goal for them, they'll be a top six team. A 4-5, them in Brooklyn would be tremendous, I think, but mm-hmm. they're a good team. I don't think they're ready quite yet, but they are, they're a good team that's built for the next few years.
Yep. Tremendous stuff. And I will encourage you to keep using the whiteboard, Bobby. I like the whiteboard.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. Keep the whiteboard. You also have a nice breakdown of the Rui Hachimura, the trade that just went down with Los Angeles, and the podcast, of course, the Low Post podcast as well. Thanks so much for your time, man. Appreciate you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep. That's Bobby Marks from ESPN here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Coming back, we'll talk Tigers bracketology, including where do the Tigers sit right now, according to Joe Lunardi and ESPN. We'll find that out next with four stories on 92.9 FM ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.